Then in hip hop, DE365, you know who it is. It's your boy FIFO 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today we are doing Kenny Mason 9. I like this little series he got going, Ken. I really do. But you know, we are switching it up a little bit. We're going to give people our grades first. On this project, Ken, he doesn't have a lot of features. Well, I guess a third of it is features. So I guess that's maybe a lot. But Baby Drill, never heard of him before.
Yeah, you have. He was featuring on something we've done before.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember him, but okay. Veezy. These young niggas, man, with these names, bro. What is y'all niggas doing? I'm definitely getting old as fuck. And then Toro Emoy. What would you rate the features, Ken?
Yeah, Toro Emoy is a singer, I believe, but I actually didn't mind the features.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with B, man. I actually enjoy Baby Drill. Mm-hmm. I think Baby Drill was perfect for that beat.
For that easy dub.
Man, yes, bro, it was just like, yes, oh, man. I was like, because I saw Baby Drill, I was like, all right. But when Baby Drill, I was like, oh, shit, this is
yeah, that this shit
like right up his ass. I was like, oh, shit, all right, Baby Drill, do your thing, bro. So, yeah, and VZ just flowed right along. So, yeah, I'm going to be with the features. Yeah.
I'm there with you, too. I give him a solid B. It's a solid B. Everybody came to play. Everybody did what they needed to do. So, and I like For My, too. Shit, man, I'm old. I'm sorry. Yeah, he did his thing on that. For my niggas. Ooh, we gonna get into it. The production, Ken. Kenny Mason Projects is always gonna take you over there.
Yeah.
So where are you at with the production grade?
There's some really strong production on here, and then there's some production that I did not enjoy as much. I don't think they were bad. Mm-hmm. I just think they just didn't work for me.
Mm.
And I think it's like the last three songs. But the ones that were really, really strong were good. So I'm in a good mood today. So I'm gonna be a B minus.
Mm. I'm between B plus and A minus. Between B plus and A minus because one of the things I love about Kenny Mason is that he takes calculated risks. Mm-hmm. And at this point, it's almost safe for him. But the last three songs that you said that you don't like, I actually like because it gives balance to the project.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I liked it. And obviously it's not like it's bad, but oh my God, you know, it's nothing like that. I just like the fact that it gives balance. So for me, the production is B plus, A minus. Obviously, you know, he's always gonna do at least one rap, rock and roll type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Them shits is always dope to me. And then the first two songs is like crazy bangers. And then oh my God, we'll get into it. But what would you give the rap and singing?
I give it a B.
B.
I give it a B. I thought it was good. Again, I think some of those latter songs didn't quite work for me, but the ones like the top couple of songs, the first couple of songs were really good. And he switched up his flow on one of the joints. I think it was For My. I was like, okay, I mess with that. You know, I think he had some really sharp lyrics here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at a B.
I'm at a B plus A minus. I'm at a B plus A minus. The latter tracks, he's peeling back layers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's where the production is taking you because the first six joints on this is it's primarily hype shit. Mm-hmm. You know, you could go work out. You could go, you know, clean the house, you could do shit to it. The last ones, he's calming you down and you gotta listen to what he's rapping about. And he's peeling back layers. So for me, that's why I'm at a B plus A minus as well. And overall for me, Ken, I'm giving this project B plus A minus. I'm in there. Cause he had 3, 6, and then now 9 in terms of like the series of numbers, projects that he has. And I think that this one, maybe because it is 9 songs, it's the most complete. But definitely B plus A minus for me.
B minus. B minus, yeah. Those last three songs detract from the project.
Well, the way that it ends and goes back into Jumping In, man, Jumping In is dope. Coop is one of his, is like a go-to producer for him. Okay. And I want to say Coop did the Easy Dub, or it was For My, either one of them. Bruh, Kenny Mason, Ken, I feel is in a very interesting place in hip hop right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's extremely unique. There's not another nigga that sound like him. I think he represents Atlanta extremely well. But I have a butt, and it's a big butt. I'm starting to get Kaz vibes in terms of where does he go from here. All the talent in the world. I think he's starting to build up, you know, his team, like Coop, like the synergy that he has with that producer in particular. I think he's starting to really craft and hone in on his sound. But it's like, where does he go from here? Like, what? Like, what's next? Like, what is going to be the next level for him? Because, you know, this was released under RCA Records. Obviously, that's mainstream. What we say, that's mainstream? You know what I'm saying? But it's like, to me, when I hear Kenny, I feel like there is mainstream appeal. I feel like there should be music on the radio and stuff like that. But we know that this climate of hip hop, that's just not what's going to happen. That being said, what is next? Like, are we going to see him on billboards? Like what? Like, I'm always going to be here for Kenny Mason. Kenny Mason holds a place in my heart. Kenny Mason is on. When I see Freddie Gibbs, I'm not only adding it to my library, I'm downloading that shit. I'm buying, I'm supporting, I'm buying merch. I'm doing all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's just frustrating because I want him to become a superstar. I think he is a superstar, but I don't know if he'll ever reach that level.
He definitely has superstar potential. I mean, you hear that in the music, the way he's able to craft songs, the way he can weave in and out of hip-hop to this rock, alternative rock, whatever you want to call it, shows his diversity and his talent as an artist. So I think for him, it's damn near limitless. If he can find a way to make both of these work, I want to say seamlessly, but I know that's kind of hard to do. Because it's hard to serve two masters. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can give, like, look at me, for example. Like, I like Kenny Mason, but I only like the first half of this. There may be some people, like, you know, those new type of black dudes that are out, the new niggas that listen to everything now, the white people that like hip-hop but like more of the rock star stuff, this is perfect for them. You know, that's his demo. They'll eat this shit up. And he's really good at making that sort of music. But, you know, for me, it's just like, I could just buy the EP of what other joints do you have? So I think it's just really, right now, maybe getting enough data to figure out, like, who is the target demo? So, but he's sitting right dab in the middle of that artist with potential that could go or not. So he's very much to me like Jid. We were talking about Grip earlier. Shiadi K to a certain degree. One of those guys that are just right there on the cusp, but they need that one thing to break for them.
Yeah.
And that's Kenny Mason. But yeah, this is definitely really, really good and some solid. Like, this restored my faith in him because I didn't like the last one all that much.
Yeah, you didn't.
But when I heard this, I was like, there you go. You back. You back. And I didn't even, like, I didn't like, and it's not the last three songs because I did like eight. It's actually 6, 7, and 8. I like 9. It's 6, 7, and 8.
So you didn't like the rap rock. You didn't like Us.
No.
Fuck. And I like, you know, on the last project, it was Zoomies, which was the first song that was his rap rock song. And I thought that was one of the better ones that he's done. I like Us because this one is different. This one feels more mosh pit-like because the other ones, you could tell, like, he's rapping. It's like, yeah, the beat is all of this shit, nigga, but I'm rapping, nigga. This one felt like, oh, this nigga a rock star for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I actually... obviously the music makes you feel that, but this one, I felt like he actually played that character. You know, we talked about just recently, we did Lil Wayne. You know, we rated the mixtapes and stuff like that. And I remember doing I'm Not a Human Being. And we talked about when, if you're going to do it, do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to find this, like, I'm still a rapper, but I'm just trying this shit. I feel like he's all the way in there. And I do agree with your statement of it's hard to serve two masters, because it's like, I feel like if he goes all in on that sound, he crosses over instantly. He out of here. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And this sounds fucked up, but it's like the hip hop is holding him back.
Seems like, because that song, even though I don't like it, it's definitely more polished than the stuff he was doing earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's listenable, but I just really enjoyed five other songs that came before that a lot. Yeah. You know, and then I'm like, oh, here we go with this shit. Like, it's just like, you know, it's just like, all right, I just want to get through it. But, I, you know, when I play this, I'm done after track five. Yeah.
So you say you didn't like Slip either, the one number seven with Toro and Moy. And I know it's not country, but when I heard it, I said, damn, bro, this nigga could do country then. You know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly can't. I think this nigga, who's the nigga that made Old Town Road? What's his name? You know I'm bad with names.
Not Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X. To me, this is the gangster version of what niggas would want out of Lil Nas X. I think Kenny Mason could give you that times 50. I think if Kenny Mason went alternative, like how he did with Us, I think that if he, you know, dabbled in country, like if he just did everything outside of hip hop, but still do hip hop, because he's dope there too. But like if he focused on that and gave you, like, you know, again, serving two masters. Like if he made like a double album and like six or seven of them are hip hop, six or seven of them are this, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. That would work. But yeah. No, I agree with that assessment.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I'm worried and concerned, because typically this is where the rapid ascension starts to happen. And I don't know if that's happening just yet for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want it for him, because I feel, Ken, that he is one of the most talented people in music that we have right now, and not enough people know about him.
Yeah.
But that's partly why we created Dead in Hip Hop. And D365 is a platform that is going to give a lot of people some shine. So, Kenny Mason, look, man, you already know I fuck with you heavy. Appreciate everybody listening and watching. And we will catch you tomorrow, because another day, there's another review. We out. Peace.
Peace.